Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Thanks very much, David Jennings. Steve Bertrand here. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank. All right, boxing is the thing when it comes to fitness. I don't know if you go to a health club regularly, but they all have punching bags now, it seems like, and it's the latest craze, certainly a growing craze, and who would know more about that than a guy named George Foreman III joins us on the phone line. Now, George, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thanks a lot, man. Glad to be with you.
Listen, I love your story. You've got this idea of opening a bare bones gym in Boston in 2012, and all of a sudden we're looking at boutique boxing rings. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, we started it all started back in 2016. I was a little overweight, and I wanted to lose a few pounds. 2006, and needed something to motivate me. And I said, I'm just going to have one amateur boxing match, and that's going to be my motivation to lose 70 pounds. Well, I lost the 70 pounds, and then my dad encouraged me to have a pro fight instead with him as my trainer and my manager. And after having 16 professional fights, that got kind of out of hand. I said, you know what? I love training people. I discovered that. And what if I made a business out of it? So we launched Everybody Fights in 2013.
Wait a minute, George. I think you're skipping part of the story. You didn't lose a fight in those 16 fights, did you?
No. The only one I lost is against my dad over dinner. But I was fortunate. I won all my fights. Yeah.
All right. So you create this company, Everybody Fights. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So the goal was, selfishly, just in case I went back to boxing, I was going to outfit this gym with everything I needed for my training camp, all under one roof. That meant I had to have my luxury sauna, steam room, rainfall showers. I had to have a juice bar to eat and recover, physical therapist on site, a room where I could do my recovery, my yoga, my Pilates. I did biking, so I had a room for spinning. The best treadmills in the market, best weight equipment, the best of everything for my training camp, and nobody was using it. So I started, everybody was just using the open gym equipment. It was right. Brand new. So we started running classes to teach people how to use the different sections of the gym. And we look up a year later, we won best gym in Boston, best luxury gym in Boston. And all we were doing is taking the pieces of a professional boxer's training camp and separating them off into specific, simple, easy-to-consume classes. So when you run, you have a specific class for that. When you circuit train, class. When you recover, your yoga or Pilates class. When you want to box, we have a special section classroom for that. And trainers who are masters at each respective area, and we encourage you to come 5 times a week and do something different every day. And that was the birth of Everybody Fights, because I didn't want to go out of business.
And
now we have 6 locations.
You got 6 spots. So you got 2 in. Well, before we get to that, do you do actual boxing?
Yeah. So look, I think we do. So okay. I think we have more USA Boxing registered amateur fighters than any gym in Massachusetts. We have over 10,000 members, active users around the nation in our gyms, but only about 25 of them are competitive at any point, which is less than half of 1%.
What percentage?
So we do have them, but the bulk of our people just come to work out. In fact, 70% of them are women, and the women are actually, of that 25 fighters I told you about, the women are about half of them.
Yeah, okay, so that you answer my question then. You're right, you don't have to box to participate in the club. Why is it that boxing has taken off like this? Is it the Creed movies? Why do you think that boxing is taking off again when it comes to training?
I'd say a couple things. I think movies always help. I think Rocky did just as much for boxing as a lot of the athletes. I think boxing always gets a boost during a recession. I also think we owe a little bit to UFC. I mean, UFC brought a lot of people into fight sports who normally wouldn't be into it. But then they say, okay, I want to go do what I saw on TV, but I don't want to wrestle. But maybe I'll hit something. And I think we've benefited from that as well. And lastly, I think everybody is a little bit more open with the idea that, hey, I want to feel empowered. Men would never admit that for a long time, that they need something that makes them feel empowered. Women typically are more vocal, like, I want to feel empowered. But I think empowerment is a trend right now, and there's nothing more empowering than balling up your fist and hitting something and knowing that you could do it in a pinch if you needed
well,
to in the real world.
I know you're at the Midtown, the Hotel Midtown, and their big development in Lincoln Park. I actually belong to the Midtown Club in Bannockburn, which which is where you're going to expand. So I know, you know, I go to a sort of a big box club like that. How does your program fit into an existing club?
If you remember from the original explanation, you know, boxing is just throwing punches and learning how to defend yourself from punches coming at you, and it's strategic. And you can train in a phone booth. That's what Ali said. Now, everything else, luxury locker rooms, yoga classes, Pilates classes, core classes, running classes, we don't have to be the masters of that. There's other people that are great at that. In fact, Midtown Athletic Club is even better, 10 times better than I'll ever be. But we can come in and say, hey, let's offer the boxing component. And when you put it with all the other components we mentioned together, that's the everybody fights experience. That's why it works.
Will there be a ring at the Bannockburn Club?
The Midtown Athletic Club locations and all, you know, so just to give you an idea, so we have this product we created. I call it a product because it's very simple. We try to do it the same time everywhere we go, and we try to make sure we're working with best-in-class operators. And what it is a bags room, right? So you have, you know, 30 bags, and then you have a ring, right? And then you have a place where you can practice your technique, the speed bag, the double end bag, the uppercut bag, all these things you saw in the Rocky movies. So there's three areas to every box that we put in a third-party gym. And the ring is for one-on-one training. You can work with a trainer one-on-one and do the mitts. The technique area is for small group training. And then the bag room is for large format classes. And all of our locations, that's how we build them out.
All right. We're about out of time, but I want to ask you one other question because, you know, George Foreman III, we know about your dad, George Foreman, the boxer. And so that's maybe where the boxing impetus comes from. But your dad was an entrepreneur, right? I mean, I would imagine you picked up a little of that from him.
Learn to sell, and you'll never starve.
Yeah,
that's what he taught me. And be the nicest person in the world. So, yeah, he's an entrepreneur, and those two lessons have done me well.
You sound like a pretty nice guy. George Foreman III. It's Everybody Fights. And so you're coming to Midtown and Bannockburn, and where else in Chicago?
So we'll actually make an announcement pretty soon about all the places we're going to go.
Okay.
I've been really fortunate to work with Midtown in their Chicago location. The original one, to really incubate how we coexist with a third party. And we'll be announcing, you know, locations opening all around the nation within the next few weeks. So I'll keep you posted on that.
Do that, George. Come back. Nice to talk to you.
Excellent. Thank you.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
Start the timer, because here's the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing and examining Chicago business news of the day.
Boy, here we go again.
Data breach alert, this time from Rush Medical Center. They notified 45,000 patients that their names, addresses, birthdays, social security numbers, and health insurance info are out and about in the world. What happened? Well, an employee, quote, improperly disclosed a file to an unauthorized party. And as simple as that, it's exactly how it all starts. Apparently, no malicious use of the info has been reported yet. But these days, if your personal information is out and about, it's safe to say it'll be out there forever. But on a happier note, if you haven't checked out Waukegan lately, it might be worth taking a look, because the Lake County town is looking to make their Waukegan Beach the Northern Navy Pier. But they're looking for business vendor help to help build it out. City officials announced that they're accepting proposals for a number of businesses to help build their vision, big and small. Who knows? It could beat out Mars Cheese Castle as the new stop on your way to Wisconsin. I'm Bennett Wakenight, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.